right, we are back. You're hanging out on Davin's Den. Last segment of the show. Going to do some scamming scammers. It's your pal Davin hanging out with Pip Helix and her husband, Mr. Helix. He's very shy.
Yeah. I'm all reserved and stuff.
All reserved and stuff, because that would work here. Let's do some scamming scammers. As I said, you told him what the premise of this is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
okay. Let's play the little
I have paid a little.
All right, so when we I'm seeing this girl Mary, who lives in Ohio.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Of course she does.
Your wife is just never supportive of me in a relationship, and
where can I meet a Mary in Ohio?
That's online. Online. Yeah. So
don't worry, she'll find you.
So she wants to be in a relationship. She needs to get married in order to get her husband's inheritance, which is where I come in. Yes. Well, what? How dare you? You don't know her.
No. How is she going to get?
Because her father left it that way in his will. He's
her
dead.
Her father's inheritance.
Yes, her father's.
Oh, you said her husband's.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Oh,
okay, okay.
My apologies.
But so she won't get the father's inheritance unless she gets a husband.
Correct.
Which is where you come in.
Which is where I come.
I see.
But right now, unfortunately, she's suffering from menstrual cramps. And she needs $25 for it. But I've offered to drive the tampons there. I've offered to mail the tampons to her. But she wants the money.
I wonder why.
I don't know why she... Well, you know, she likes what she likes. And she wants to go into the aisle and purchase what she likes.
I guess. And she also... And I also have... a philosopher, Flemmicus, who I often consult with, spout off his teachings.
About Flemmicus.
Oh. Now, I will say this. I posted this on Facebook the other day. Got no reactions. Somebody on these free groups that I'm part of, they posted a box of tampons.
Oh, I saw that.
And it said pet friendly.
Yeah, and people were saying, what does it have to do with pets? I'm like, because they advertised it was pet friendly. What about your tampons is pet friendly? What are you going to do to my pet with your tampons?
I said where this thing's going, because I misread a little bit, where this thing's going, pet odor is the least of my concerns. But yeah, I don't know what, I got to tell you, if you're going to shove tampons up a cat's ass, it's not pet friendly.
Yeah, I think there's a guy with diapers that want to be interested.
That's true. All right, so this is July 7th, 2020. She's wanted to block me in the past. But where we last left off on the 6th, I said, have a nice night. Okay, hon. And I sent her emoji of a boy and girl kissing. So I've gotten it back on track.
Yes, somewhat, yes.
She goes, hello, are you there? I go, hi. I go, hi, I am sweaty, but I am now here. She goes, you don't talk to me, honey, since yesterday. I go, the last thing I sent was you and I in the emoji with a heart. She goes, where are you now? I go, home, where are you? She goes, I'm at home. She goes, I go, cool, what are you doing? I go, you got quiet. These scammers suck. At conversations, they are often leaving me alone.
Yeah, well, I mean, how many times have we heard you're talking and all of a sudden, hello? She just drops off the face of the earth. But wait, why are you sweaty in this conversation?
Well, we haven't gotten there. She hasn't asked.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, shame on her.
I assume, because I knew I'd be reading this to you two. I go, cool, what are you doing? Then I go, you get quiet. She goes, hello? I go, hey, baby. She goes, honey. I go, love. She goes, I'm here. You promised me you don't fulfill it. Just $25, honey, please.
Ouch.
And we're back.
Yeah, right.
So meanwhile,
back.
In the meantime, she's what?
In pain.
Yes, she's in.
Which a tampon will not help. She needs, she needs Midol. Was for Midol.
Pain and menstruating all over, you know.
All over Kingdom Come.
Yeah. And I did recommend the tampon called Stop a Drop. She was nonplussed. Yes. I go, I told you, I would think of something for you to prove your love. I also asked you why you need Nigerian pads.
Because she mentioned she wanted a brand that's only found in Nigeria. But she's in Ohio.
She goes, I need Lady Carol.
She needs imported pads.
She goes, I need Lady Carol. I go, why does a girl from Ohio need a Nigerian brand of pad? I think it's fair.
They're so dumb.
She goes, OMG, we'll have been talking about this for past 3 days now. It's not good. And well, then we're halfway done.
We talk about it for 3 more days. No problem.
At one point, I yelled at her. I go, I'm tired of talking about your bleeding pussy. I've been mean to this one.
Yeah.
She goes, this is not good. I go, and you still have no answer. It is the only thing you want to discuss. You give no opportunity to talk about anything else.
I just want to talk about pads.
She goes, LOL. She goes, you don't love me. You are just wanted my internet connection. I go, I want your internet connection? She goes, LOL. I go, what is funny? She goes, what? I go, you said LOL. I asked what is funny. She goes, you don't love me. I go, you don't love me? She goes, fork fake love. You were just playing game with me.
Yes.
You were just playing game with me. Wasting my internet connection for past 2 weeks now. Now only God can judge you. I think God would give me a slap on the back going, way to go, sport. Yeah. You're doing my work.
Go in peace.
Yes. I go, so you want to end the relationship? She goes, yes, you don't love me. I'm just your friend. I go, I'm trying, but you do make it easy. I feel you just want money. You never ask about me. And I said, don't. I go, you don't make it easy. You never ask about me. She goes, block me off. I go, nah.
No. She's back to talking about tampons. Yeah. Block me off.
No, she wants to block me.
I know.
She goes, block me off. I go, nah. Flummica says when one door closes, jump through it. She goes, go away. I don't need you anymore. I don't see any gain in you. I go, so it was never about love? It was about gaining monetarily?
Uh-huh.
She goes, I don't see any gain in you. By the way, they often say this to me after a long time.
I don't see any gain in you?
They don't see the...
What's the point?
Exactly. Okay. I don't see any gain in you. Go away. You're wasting my internet connection. I go, I see. So it was always about menstrual pads. I'm shocked. It's a good thing I didn't send the $50 Amazon card I picked up for you today. Glad you told me this now.
Oh, God, you killed her. You killed her. She's like, whoa, what?
What do you think she says?
She goes, I'm thinking she's going to find some.
Honey, baby, I thought I was talking to somebody else.
Yeah. hummada.
Oh, honey, baby, we can get back together.
What do you think? So she says, I'm sorry, hon.
Oh, I knew it.
No shame.
Yes.
No shame. I go, sorry for what? Telling me how you really feel about me? I appreciate the honesty. She goes, you have told me. I go, what have I told you? She goes, I'm in pain for past 3 days now. You don't talk about it. I'm sorry. I go, well, tell it to the next guy. You told me it was all about gain and not about love. I don't want that type of woman. I deserve to be loved, not used. You blew it.
She did.
She goes, I'd be begging you for it. I'm sorry. I go, and before I could tell you what I did, you once again told me you were done. I don't believe your apology. I won't let you hurt me again. Because, you know, as often as the case, Fake Davin's a real victim here.
I know. You know what? He's always a victim.
It's a shame. Fake Davin should run for office.
Actually, Fake Davin is the victim here.
He most certainly is.
Yes.
Oh, of what?
Well, of fraud. She's trying to dupe him out of money.
Fake Davin's not the victim of fraud.
Yeah, not yet.
Fake Davin's fine.
Soon.
Yeah.
You actually have to fork over the gift card to be a victim of fraud.
Yes. Yeah. No, she's a victim of being on our show.
Yeah. I don't think so.
She goes, I'm sorry. If you give me the money for the ladies' care, I go, you just want to use me. You don't love me. If you love me, tell me my middle name.
What?
She loves me. She'd know my middle name.
I don't know your middle name.
I don't have a middle name. That's not the point.
Trick question.
God, that's good. Tell me my middle name. What?
She goes, use you. I go, what's my middle name? She goes, for just $25, what's my middle name? If you love me, you will know. She goes, if I want to use you, I'll ask for big money. What's my middle name? Prove your love.
Oh, my God. You're so ridiculous.
That's the bit, stupid.
Oh, right. This isn't a real...
She gets lost.
I was so wrapped up in this
heart-wrenching
story.
That's
what happens. I forgot that it's all make-believe.
I get mad at him for being mean to them, and it's like, oh, wait a minute.
She goes, what? Honey, if you want to give me this money, give me. Don't stress me. I go, I need a break from you, Mary. You make me sad and hurt me. I need time alone.
I have to think about what we're doing here.
She goes, hello? Block me. Block me. Block me. Block me. Block me. Block me. If you don't block me, I will cause you. Go away, stupid man.
She's having a keystroke.
So I let a day pass. July 9th. Hi, baby.
Oh God, it's just as bad as they are.
Plus, because somebody else took over the terminal.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'm just trying to rekindle it. She didn't block me.
No, he's doing the same.
That's me. That's me saying hi, baby.
Oh. I thought it was. Oh, okay.
No. I said I needed time alone. I took my time alone.
I get it. Okay. Back. I thought it was her
Romeo's
getting back to
back.
You.
Oh no, that happens. But no, it's him doing it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I go hi, baby. She goes what? I go hi. I'm sorry. We had cross words. She goes what? I go, I'm sorry. We were fighting. She goes, you can't take good care of me. I don't need a man like that. I go, what type of man do you need? She goes, a man that can take good care of me. I go, I can, but you need to be patient. I've taken good care of women. I want to be honest with you. She goes, you can't. I go, do you still love me? She goes, yes, you can't take good care of me. I go, I can. I still love you. I go, do you want to hear my story? She goes, what? I go, do you remember I told you technically I am still married? She goes, yes. I go, okay, well, here's what happened. I gave her everything. It was never enough, but I gave her a Porsche, diamonds, etc. All that time she was cheating on me. I'm trying to get divorced. When you come at me with wanting things and telling me you don't love me and saying all these mean things, it triggered me. It made me think of her. I can take care of you, but I need to get divorced, and we need to take things slowly. I love you. If you love me, you'll be patient with me. It'll be worthwhile.
Nice tactic.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
You've convinced me.
Yeah, wait a second. He gave this other bitch Porsche and diamonds. I could probably get some money out of him. I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
So the
hook was, and the line and sinker.
So what do you think she does?
Oh, I think she's all lovey-dovey.
She's back?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say yeah.
She goes, honey, you know what? I go, what? She goes, if I need your help, you don't want to do it. That is the problem there, and I don't want to cheat on you. I go, are you saying if I can't help you, you'll be with other men? She goes, no. I go, Mary, you know what I do for a living, right? She goes, I said you don't want to help me. I go, I do. She goes, you don't. I go, if you believe that, then you really do not know me. And I must say, I really don't think she knows me.
I can tell this is tearing you up.
It is. I need Steve O'Gary to sing a song about me. She goes, you really do not know me. She goes, I asked for ladies' care. You don't. I go, Mary, my industry is shut down due to COVID-19. This is true.
Yeah.
When it starts up, I'll have cash and can send you money without my wife knowing. Right now, I'm out of work and my wife has the checkbook. She goes, honey, you're lying to me. Yes. Well, I mean, we are out of work, but.
Yes.
Ultimately, yes. Yeah.
I go, Mary, that is the painful truth. If you do not believe me, then our relationship can't be saved. I'm ashamed, but I care about you, so I'm coming clean. She goes, honey, I need just $25 to get the ladies' care. I go, Mary, as soon as I get a gig, I will send you money. All the comedy clubs and casinos where I work are closed, which was true.
Mm-hmm.
The money will flow again.
What a choice of
I guess this depends on whether you really want to be together. The decision is yours. She goes, okay, hon, send me your Gmail. I go, are we a couple? She goes, send me your Gmail. I want to re-add you. I go, baby, are we a couple? She says, yes. And we're back.
It's unbelievable.
Why?
As soon as you mention money, they're like, oh, honey, honey, baby, please.
No. They realize what a catch I am, or fake Davin is anyway. Has nothing to do with money.
Only about flow.
It's about creative writing.
Oh, yes.
So I give her a kiss emoji and a heart lips and hearts and hearts and hearts, all sorts of hearts. She goes, honey. I go, yes. She goes, send me your Gmail address. I go, if you want to email me, I have a better address for you to do that. One my wife can't see.
Oh, good.
She goes, I know. She goes, how do you know about my other email address? She goes, I mean your Gmail. I go, okay, but don't email me there. And then I give her the email address. And she goes, honey. I go, yes, baby. She goes, are you sure you love me? I go, Mary, I wrote you after you called me stupid man. Doesn't that tell you how much I love you?
Stupid man.
Ow! She goes, I'm sorry. I go, it's okay, honey. You were mad. I was mad. I just want us to try and build a happy life together. She goes, okay, hon. I go, what did you mean when you said I was too smart for you and you want a normal man? Oh, that was another thing.
That's right.
She was saying I was too smart. I'm like, I can be stupider.
I am to please. Yeah. Duh.
She goes, because if I ask you something, you don't want to do it. I go, well, now you know that is not the case, hon. Hon, can I tell you something? She goes, what? Because I've been cheated on, I am very jealous, and the large amount of men you follow on Instagram really bothers me. Of trying to get her to cut some of these guys free so they don't get scammed.
Yeah.
She goes, honey, you know what? I could cheat on you if you take good care of me. I go, you just said you could cheat on me, angry emoji.
Yeah.
She goes, mistake, I can't cheat on you. If you take good care of me, you know I'm alone here. I go, hun, if you love me, don't cheat on me. When you say it the way you did, it makes it sound like you will cheat if you are unhappy with something.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, if you take good care of me, I can't cheat on me. You know?
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know that, on until I get married, before I can collect my father's property. I go, I will take care of you, but you need to be patient. If you want love, I can give you that. I continue, it hurts me when you put those sexy pictures on Instagram. She goes, okay, I will not do that again. I go, thank you, baby. I think you're very pretty. And then I give her an emoji with hard eyes and a cat emoji with hard eyes.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Sure, now you are.
Wait a second, isn't this the one that you said was not all that pretty?
Uh-huh.
Oh, mm-hmm. You wasted the cat on her. I'm kind of jealous.
If it makes you feel any better, I give you two cats.
Oh, thank you. I feel better now.
Good. Anything to please. Very hard. She goes, okay, hon. I go, LOL. She goes, what? I go, you seem busy. I'll let you go. She goes, okay. Not. I go, I don't understand. She goes, I'm not busy. I go, oh, would you love to continue chatting, love? She goes, okay. Good. Now we're going to eat up more of that internet connection.
I know. Now, they pay by time, don't they? When they're
Yes.
Cha-ching.
I go, good. I like talking with my girlfriend. How was your day at Sprint? She goes, honey, I need ladies' care. It's very important to me. Oh. If you haven't bled out, you'll be fine.
What is she doing in the meantime? Doesn't she have, like, an old sweatshirt or something? Like, what is going on?
Just die.
It's just the most bizarre tactic anybody has used to get money.
I hope she has a mop.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you.
Honey, I need ladies' care. It's very important to me. I go, I know, baby. As soon as I get a gig, I'll send you money for it. I promise. I go, how do you imagine our first date? And I go, you've gone silent. She goes, when? I go, when we meet, of course, baby. You don't think about it? I go, I guess you don't. She goes, hello? I go, hi? I go, then she goes, hello, did you love me? And then later on, I go, hi, sexy, huh? She goes, answer me. I go, didn't we just have this conversation an hour ago? She goes, hello? All right, we'll do one more date.
What the hell? Okay. Hello?
But she's a lot of hellos.
Yeah, I know. But like, she's reaching out. But the thing is, she just asked, do you love me? It's like, so, what, somebody
she's needy.
Else? Yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, did somebody else take the shift and not know where you left off?
Let's find out.
What it sounds like.
Yeah.
So we're on July 10th, the day before the wife's birthday.
Ah.
The real wife.
The real one. What? You have a real wife?
No. That's just for radio.
Who's that lady in the other room?
Schwarzenegger's ex-housekeeper. Inseminator, too. She goes, hello. I go, hey. She goes, hun, are you there, honey? Good morning. How was your night? I go, good morning. Then she continues, good morning, hun. Are you there, honey? Honey? I go, good morning, babe. She goes, good morning. How was your night? I go, how come you asked if I ever loved you after I revealed how I feel about what I am dealing with? She goes, I don't understand you, my love. Last night you asked me, did I ever love you? And an hour after I told you, I love you very much.
I know. It was just so bizarre.
She goes, are you sure? I go, am I sure about what? She goes, are you sure you love me? I go, I am. Are you sure you love me? She goes, I love you so much. You know that. I go, well, I don't know that, but I hope you do. Are you going to Sprint today? She goes, I'm not working there again. I go, why? She goes, because of this corona. I go, they fired you? She goes, yes, I'm at home. I go, I'm sorry, babe. She goes, but if I collect my certificate for nursing, I will start job.
And I'll be able to get pads.
For free. I go, you could collect unemployment money until you start nursing. Let's
pretend she's in America and that could actually happen.
But let's also nip this in the bud of her asking me for money.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, my certificate money remains small. I go, did you graduate nursing school? She goes, yes. I go, that's great. Which school did you attend? She goes, hon, are you there? Toledo University. Are you busy, honey? OMG. I go, why OMG? She goes, you don't reply to me in time. Are you busy? I LOL. I go, honey, I have meetings, so I can't always respond immediately. Don't worry, love it. You're still in my mind, even if I can't respond. She asked me to send her a picture. I go, why, hon? You know what I look like. She goes, send me your picture. I go, are you going to kiss it and love it? She goes, yes. I go, okay, give me a minute. She goes, okay, hon. And then I send her like one of my headshots that are all over the place.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I don't send her stuff that she can't find. She goes, honey, I've seen this before, another one. I go, no, it's different, babe. She goes, honey, I need your help. She goes, I want you to do it for me. You know that you're the only one I have. Can you do it, hon? I go, I don't know. You know the situation I'm in. She goes, are you with your wife? I go, well, she's not standing over my shoulder. She's asleep. She was out late last night. I don't know with who. It was very tense here.
I'll bet. I mean, the wife's sneaking in all hours and all colors. You don't know what's happening.
I don't. I'm a victim here.
Yes. Poor fake Davin.
Poor fake Davin.
Yes.
She goes, okay. I go, as soon as this COVID clears up, I'm moving out, and maybe you will move in with me if we want. She goes, I need ladies' care today. I think I'm going to wait out the cycle.
Wow.
I think at this point, time is on my side.
Yeah, how long has it been in real time?
I think day four or maybe day five. No, because we took a day off, so like we're maybe five or whatever.
Well, okay. Wait, and where was she in the cycle when this demand started? Was it like day one and she was just
reaching
she was reaching out to anybody who would talk to her about needing pads?
And there I was.
Talk about, she goes, flowing heavily.
Oh, my God.
She goes, I need ladies' care today. I go, babe, I told you, as soon as I get a gig, I'll send you money. She goes, 25. I go, I have zero cash. I go, I need a show, then I will get cash, then I will get you what you want. She goes, honey. I go, I need you to support me and hang in there with me. I feel depressed and under a lot of stress. It can work out for us. Just spend some more time and money on me, please.
Yeah, just hold on. Just plug it up until I can get some money.
She goes, okay, you don't want to help me. I go, oh, don't do that again. We discussed everything yesterday.
She's like a broken record.
She's like, okay. I go, seriously, if you love me, just be patient. I will make you very happy. If you just need a quick fix, then I am not the man your heart seeks.
Was that Flemmikus or you?
That was me.
Oh,
Flemmikus,
nice.
Doesn't say such wise words.
No, he never has.
She goes, are you there? She goes, okay. I go, so you want to stay with me or do you want someone else? She goes, I'm here. She goes, hun, did you love me? I go, hi. She goes, hello, how are you doing? I go, I'm okay. Just went for a run in the rain. How are you? She goes, I'm good. I go, good. So you never told me what you thought our first date would be. She goes, I don't understand you. What are you talking about? When we meet, what do you want to do? She goes, I will satisfy you. That's all I really asked for.
Well, then.
That's
I go, oh.
The chase.
Yeah. She goes, oh, you want to have sex when we meet? She goes, yes, hon. I hope she's not flowing at that time.
Or else it's going to be endless. Get me ladies care.
I go, oh, wow. I can't wait to satisfy you. I go, what do you like sexually? And Pip, what do you think she likes sexually?
She loves it doggy style.
Doggy style, indeed.
Yeah!
They love
ding, ding, ding.
They love the doggy style.
They love the doggy style.
It's so hard. It's so good when two people are completely full of shit, don't have to look into each other's eyes.
Oh, God.
I go, cool. Do you like when a guy goes down on you? She goes, I don't understand you.
What?
She doesn't have any idea.
I go, when a guy licks your pussy. She goes, okay.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up.
I go, do you like that? She goes, yes. I go, I will do that to you. Does that sound good? She goes, you know I can't do that without you. I will satisfy you. I go, what do you want to do to satisfy me? She goes, I will make love to you. You like, yes?
I like, yes.
I don't think she's a native of Toledo.
What? Oh, I think she's just a poor symptom of the inner city school problems.
Kind of like that sentence.
Yeah, I know. It's late. I can spit it out. Unbelievable.
Now you know. Now I hope you file that away in the Rolodex for later on.
I'm driving.
It's late and I can't spit it out. File that away, sir. You're welcome. I do good deeds.
God.
She goes, I go, I do, baby. Thinking about it gets me hard. She goes, yes. I go, you like that I get hard thinking about you? Then I go, you did not answer. She goes, what? I go, do you like when I think of...
What?
This is terrible. I go, do you like that when I think about sex with you, I find it sexually exciting? Then there's still no answer. She goes, I don't hear you. I don't understand you. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Can
you're
you
trying to talk sexy talk. What?
It's like dealing with Nana.
Oh, no. It's like, you know what really gets me excited? What?
Are you there? Why is it so dark and cold? That's what I'm asking. I go, do you like that thinking about sex with you is sexually exciting to me? She goes, honey, are you there, honey? Honey. I go, I am. She goes, how are you doing? How you doing?
I'm getting a rod. What do you think am I doing? Stop it.
This is terrible.
It's terrible.
You're killing Pip. She likes this part so.
I know. And she's dumping cold water on my lady boner. Now move along, Mary, and let's get with it.
I go, I'm good, baby. You never answered my question about before. She goes, where are you, hun? I go, home. She goes, what are you doing? I go, waiting for you to answer my question, LOL.
Yeah.
I go, do you like that thinking about sex with you is sexually exciting to me? Can you imagine being turned on by this person?
Oh.
I mean, the only way I can imagine that is, like, if I need to be changed wearing my diaper. That could be the only way. I cannot, like, imagine talking to this person and being into it at all.
God, so, so annoying.
Unless you have, like, a fetish for, like, mentally disabled people. No, seriously. Like, if that's your kink.
Or somebody who nags you.
But that's my kink.
Is that it? Where's your credit card? Where's your credit card? I need some money. I need some ladies' care. Oh, my cramps.
Oh, I love when you talk Yenta to me.
Yeah.
So hot. Sorry. How can you keep your hands off her when she does that?
Honey, are you there? Hello? Hello?
That should be your sexy tonight. Yeah. Honey? Yeah. Honey? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
I can't tell you how many women have said that to me while I'm actually there in them. Are you there? Honey? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, God, that's the new, isn't it?
It's the new We'll Talk.
Are you there?
You there? We'll talk. Not even close.
So cold and dark.
I go, do you like the thinking about sex with you is sexually exciting to me? She goes, honey, did you love me? God damn it! I need Fonzie to slap the jukebox. It's broken.
It's like, what the hell? She's just like the bucket brigade.
Oh, she's terrible. Water. She's terrible. Oh, I go, honey, you ask me many times a day. The answer is always the same. Yes. And I give her a kiss emoji. I go, I guess you do not want to answer about the sex question. She goes, honey. I go, hi. She goes, okay, what is your question?
I love the foreplay here.
Honey,
it's terrible.
Honey, hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, honey.
Oh,
so hot.
Did you love me? Honey.
You know, the fact that I think that she didn't love me kind of does get me turned on.
Oh, wait. It's hate sex.
It is. I have relationship issues.
It's intimacy issues.
That's the word I was looking for, yes. Yeah. I go, do you like that thinking about sex with you is sexually exciting to me? She goes, yes. Mazel tov.
Finally. Oh, my God. What was that, 5, 6 times you asked?
I go, good. I think of you in my quiet times. She goes, guess what? I go, same here. I go, that makes me happy. She goes, you know I love you. I go, I hope you love me. She goes, yes. I go, I really want to kiss you. She goes, same here. I go, I think about what it'll be like. She goes, then I go, what are you doing right now? She goes, I'm with you. I go, if you were with me, I'd be kissing you, babe. She goes, same here. I go, are you a good kisser? She says, yes. I go, good. I go, do you like to watch sports?
Do you like Gladiator movies? What the hell was that?
I'm just trying to get answers. Finally got the answering one, so.
I know, but it's like, do you like sports?
No, to watch sports. Do you like to watch sports? I go, do you like to watch sports? She goes, yes. I go, what sports do you like? She goes, ball. I go, ball?
Oh, wow.
She goes,
now we're talking.
She goes, football. I go, what is your favorite team? She goes, Liverpool and you. And that's always a great way to find out if you're talking to an American or not.
Yeah.
Because we call it soccer, and everybody else calls it football. This might not be a girl from Ohio. I'm getting a wee bit suspicious.
What?
You think?
That's a possibility, kids. I go, I like sports. Baseball, football, hockey, basketball. She goes, okay. I go, what type of music do you like? She goes, I don't. I go, really? Then how can we dance, baby? She goes, Will can dance. I go, but you don't like music. She goes, Will can dance to any music. I go, do you like to slow dance? She goes, yes. I go, me too. Really, I just want to hold you close. And give her the emojis with the kiss, with the hard eyes. Yeah. She goes, okay, hun, I love it. I go, I love you, Mary Anderson. She goes, same here. I go, you don't talk very much. I feel like I'm bothering you. She goes, okay. And that's when we'll end.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was a good one. Oh, my God.
So.
Honey.
Honey.
Honey, are you there? One time she said honey like 10 times. It was just, he was like not talking to her for the moment. And she just kept like posting, honey, honey, honey.
Like, copy paste.
Honey. Honey? Honey?
I think the big thing is I have gotten us back on track.
Well, I mean, she's being all lovey-dovey because she feels like the gravy train's coming, but you still won't get her any pads. Why think, is that this
the
whole
the gravy
out?
Train was never mind.
Yeah, we don't want that. I guess it's the red sauce.
That's what I was thinking.
She must have bled out by now. Come on.
I'm hoping.
How's she laboring?
At this point, we're going to need Saving Private Ryan to get her out.
I don't understand. I mean, like, she's been begging and begging and begging for pants. But what killed me is that she kept begging for pants and saying, because she was in so much pain. It's like, that's not going to help.
Right.
You can. What do you think? You're going to pack that wound? It's not going to help. It's not a painkiller. So dumb. This person is so dumb.
Yeah.
She's killing me.
Yeah.
But you got it turned around because she was like, block me.
I said, no. How can I block you?
I know. No, that was good. So,
not the most eventful one, Mr. Helix, but you had a little gist of what we deal with.
Yeah, but she's not blocked and you're not blocked. So I say it's a win.
It is a win.
Yeah.
We are back on course.
What astounds me is that I'll say she for lack of a, you know, I who knows who it is. On
yeah, it could
end.
Be. It could be anything.
Now, when I say that, you're offended, but he gets away with it.
What, when I say she?
When I say that it might not be a woman, you get all offended.
Because you're a twat.
Well,
he's asking as a man who wants to learn and educate himself. Oh. You ask to hurt. That's the difference.
Well, that's true.
See? I know. I can tell the purity and goodness of this man and the evil and wretchedness of you.
Thank you.
Fine.
My work is done here. I'm sorry.
Hardly. Come back next week. We have more.
I interrupted. Honey.
That's all right.
Honey.
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 Honey. Hi. What was I about to say anyway? No. That they are so bad at this.
This one is.
Okay.
This one is very bad. We've had better ones.
Okay, but I mean, obviously, you're pulling the wool over her eyes, so it's, you know, you're
every
the,
time.
Yeah, but there's all, I'm sure, a lot of other guys out there who are falling for this shit.
I don't know if anybody's falling for this one.
How you know, desperate and, I'm sorry, how stupid would somebody have to be to fall for that kind of...
Some of them are very good. This is not one of them.
Okay, all right.
This is not one of the good
this
examples.
This is not one of the typicals. But
no.
But when...
But you see what I'm saying.
But when they're this bad, I'm more absurd.
Yeah.
Which is why we have Flemmikas. Lately, I'm dealing with some really good ones.
Oh, good.
So it's not like the normal, I'm not a Ghostbuster, like I've been on like the scammer clips and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
You know, so I got to kind of play it straight-laced and see where it goes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a different dynamic. You really have to work with the smart ones.
No, but I enjoy them more.
But, well, yeah, but you can, like you say, you can be absurd and be, you know.
But with the stupid ones, I have to work because I have to be creative.
Well, but you can push the absurdity to sorts of limits.
Well, to be fair, though, they are harder to keep my attention. I like the smart ones captivate me for a little while.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
You know, invariably it always ends horribly wrong. I don't know why. Don't know why it does.
But it's just like there's a variety. There's a variety of
you have sat in on one of the worst, not the worst, not by the worst by a long shot.
No, but
Mary from Claverland was pretty terrible. Oh. That was when I had the man-eating plans.
Well, I just remember, you know, you would be, you know, Mr. Davin.
That was Ann Jackson. Mr. Davin. That was actually somebody I was legitimately helping.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but I remember that was a...
That was a thing.
A thing, yeah.
That was a long-term one. She had been scammed, but then
that's
she...
right, Yeah. Okay.
No, she didn't get it, and she was going back, and people were pretending to help her, and she was believing
it. She thought she was helping people.
Oh God, yeah, she thought she was helping people, and she was leading them to the scammers. It was, oh, she was really delusional.
Well, that's again, I'm saying that, you know, somebody is this bad could fool other people. You know that.
I think this one's going to go without pads for quite some time.
I would imagine. I mean,
unless you just want to send them $25 because it's so little, just to shut them up.
Yeah, because there's like, you know, begging and begging, but it's just like, what a strange gambit to start off on. I need pads.
You know, I'm afraid that the level, there's a whole lot of stupid out there that we can't even begin to fathom.
Right. Right. And oh yeah. There's a whole lot of stupid out there.
And it's, yeah, but and I don't even mean that in a pejorative way. I mean, it's they're stupid and it's like really sad.
Yeah.
So. But that's why you're here to help.
Save
them.
To save them and take advantage of the stupid on the other end.
Yeah.
Or evil. This is evil. That's what it is.
Yeah, stupid and evil because they really don't care what they do.
I'm dealing with one right now. Like I was telling Pip before. I don't know. Like this one. Like asked for something at one point, but hasn't asked in a long ass time. Completely full of shit. I mean, obviously not the person they say they are and all that stuff. But the conversations are always very pleasant and nice. I'm like, what's going on here? Are we just pen pals? It's like I don't know what's going on.
Now that's scary because when you're not getting what it is they want. I mean, the last
when we get to three
different kinds of scams. Tried three different ways.
Well, when we get to this one, you will even see even this approach is different. Completely different. So I'm kind of fascinated by that one to see where it goes. But we have so many stories to get to before that.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Interesting. All right.
Let's thank some folks for allowing this to happen, to transpire. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this fine program you are listening.
Thank you, Russ. Okay. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davinston. The next show is scheduled for March 31st, starring Eric Taglioni.
Tartaglione.
Sorry, Eric. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Size Splitting Productions for all your comedic talent. Give us a call 551-404-3094 or sidesplittingproductions.com. Mr. Helix, where can people hear your fine radio program?
Well, if you go to hudsonriverradio.com, there's an array of programs for everyone, all interests from gardening to financial planning, local history, rock and roll history, arts and entertainment. You want it? We got it there. HudsonRiverRadio.com. Just download the podcast that you can get on any of the major podcast platforms.
There you go. All right. I got a busy week this week. Friday, February 24th, I'll be in Mount Bethel, Pennsylvania. Why not? Pennsylvania one more time. At the Allegheny Creek Brewing Company. For tickets, call 570-897-5900. Also on Friday, Side Spinning Productions presents live comedy at Il Palazzo in Wanaque, New Jersey, starring Reverend Bob Levy. That show is sold out, has been sold out for a few weeks.
Wow.
Next show is May 5th. Yeah, things are going well. Saturday, February 25th, I'll be in Rahway, New Jersey at the American Legion at 581 Maple Ave for a fundraiser. I really don't know who we're raising funds for, but we're raising funds. And also on Saturday, February 25th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at Scalia & Co. in Monroe, New York, starring Steve Schaefer. For tickets, call 845-395-0906. I want to thank you, Mr. Helix, for spending your evening with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you for inviting me.
We enjoyed you.
Well, you're going to enjoy him in a carnal way later on.
I like to drive safely.
But remember, it's late, so she can't swallow. Or spit. It was one of those. I was
talk, swallow, spit, all of it.
It's all on the table.
Useless.
The show gets people in the mood. Joe will be.